the things we do for the kids. Well, thank you for watching that. Thank you to Hosie Humphrey for being the narrator for that. It's fun to do. I think a few points to draw out of this. I think one is that ponchos are actually surprisingly comfortable. So, and I long for the day when you can wear a poncho in public without being that guy. On VBS Sunday, or during VBS week, I was dressed as the gunslinger a lot of times for the closing. At one point, Sarah Rogers came by and told me I look like Clint Eastwood, and I'm going to be living on that for the next 20 years. But let me give you some actual points for this this message, and it's on the law, the gospel, and the gunslinger. And the main point of this is that Jesus came to do what the law can't. And so I want to have three main points on sin, the law, and the gospel. And we're going to do this quick because we have VBS picnic that we have. So the first point is that no one is righteous, that we are all guilty of sin. And so that was one thing that we saw in this, that we are all guilty of sin. There's not the good, the bad, and the ugly, because no one is righteous, no, not one. And the Bible says that, Romans 3, as is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God, all have turned aside, they become worthless, no one does good, not even one. And it goes on with a lot of things about how bad our situation is. In their paths are ruin and misery, and the way of peace they have not known, there's no fear of God before their eyes. And that's the situation that we have coming into this world. We like to think that we are all good people. And when we look and we can find someone else that we say, well, that person's worse than I am, and we do that to make ourselves feel like we're a better person, to try and deal with those feelings of guilt that we have deep inside. But the truth is that we all have sin. We all have this deep, deep sin problem. And that's the bad news. And we have to understand the bad news before the good news will even make sense to us. A lot of people don't want to hear this. A lot of people keep their distance from church and from Christians because they know deep down that there is a problem inside, but they don't know how to deal with it. And so just staying away from church and staying away from the Bible and anything that reminds them of that is what they do and how they try to deal with that. But that's a bad idea. And we have to think it's a good thing to be told the reality of the problem. I mean, if you had a terminal illness and you went to the doctor and the doctor just wanted to make you feel good and didn't want to hurt your feelings and told you everything's fine, don't worry, go home, that would not be a good doctor that gives you an incorrect diagnosis like that. So we need to give the correct diagnosis as we do have this problem. And honestly, if you went to the doctor and if you knew that there was something deeply wrong with you physically and you went away, that you would still have that deep problem that there's something that's not right. And so people that they try to run from God to try and put it out of their mind that there's something wrong because of their sin, their rebellion against God, then they go through life just running from God, running away from him because they don't realize that there's not only the bad news about sin, but there's also the good news that there is a solution, that there is a cure for this problem. It's one thing to go to the doctor and for them to tell you that you are terminally ill, but another, if they say, yes, and there is a treatment that is 100% going to work and be effective if you're willing to take this treatment, if you're willing to accept this treatment. So there's the bad news of our sin, but there's good news as well. But in this video, we also talked about the law. Now, in real life, police officers would want to help you. That's what they do. They are good. But in this video, I wanted to get across what the Bible says about the law in the Bible. This idea of God's law, God's rules, and also rule-keeping. Because a lot of people, they think, well, they recognize that they have sins, things they've done that are wrong, and they say, well, I know how to fix this. I'm going to start being a good rule-keeper, and that'll make up for it. I'll do good things to outweigh all the bad things I've done. But the truth, according to Scripture, is that the law can't save us. God's law shows us our sin, but it does not fix our sin problem. And so whether you're talking about God's law as far as the Ten Commandments, rules in Scripture, or anything that we come up with to try and say, well, if I keep these things, then I'll feel like I'm a good person. Nope, none of that works. And even if it is, the actual God's rules in Scripture. That's not the purpose of it. It's not intended to save us. The law can't save us. And the Bible teaches that really clearly. In Romans 3, it goes on to say, now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law so that every mouth may be stopped, silenced, so that we stop making our excuses. You know, shut your mouth, stop making excuses about being a good person and the things you do aren't that bad. They really are. It's to teach us and help us realize that we are condemned. It says the whole world may be held accountable to God. Then look at verse 20. For by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight. So no one's going to be declared righteous in God's sight by rules or any type of rule keeping. The Bible's really clear on that, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. So the purpose of the law, at least this first purpose that it's intended in our lives, is to help us to realize our problem so that we realize that we need a Savior. And so the law helps us with that. It's often said the law is kind of like a mirror. You know, a mirror, you get up in the morning, you look at the mirror, and it shows you your condition, but the mirror doesn't fix you. You need something else that's going to actually fix you and change the condition. And sometimes, you know, we wake up in the morning, and sometimes I, you know, look at my phone, and you have the, you know, face ID, and my phone's like, yeah, I don't even recognize you yet. So the mirror can show us that. The law can help us to realize that we have a sin problem. When you measure yourself against God's standards, you realize all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And that's true. So the law, the first thing it needs to do is help you to realize that you have that problem, but it can't save you. And that's where the last point here, we talked about sin, we talked about law, and the last point here is grace. Because this is the real good news, is that Jesus came to do what the law can't. And the gospel message, gospel means good news. And so in the video, one character was the law. And I want to say, too, the law is not bad. The law is not evil. That's why he didn't have a black hat. Because the law is in Scripture is good. It condemns. It brings wrath. But it's to help us to realize that we need Jesus. And he came to do what the law can't. And the gospel message is that Jesus died for you and me. Jesus died to pay the price for our sins as a substitute, that he took our place. He took the death that we deserve. He took the bullet for us. And so the bullet, if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, the bullet with your name on it has already been spent. The cross with your name on it that we deserve to go to has already been taken by a substitute that was willing to go and pay that price in our place, in your place. One place where it teaches this is 1 Corinthians 15. Paul writes, now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel, remember gospel, the good news I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins, in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, he was raised on the third day in accordance with scriptures. He was seen by many people, and it goes on. And these are main points that the kids learned about this whole week in VBS, that Jesus is the most important to ever live. And he could do what was necessary to save us because he was the God-man. He was fully God. He's always fully God. But when he came to earth and the Word became flesh, he became fully a human being as well. Both of those fully in one person so that he could do what no one else could. No other religious leader or whatever could do this, that could die for humanity. And because he was human, he could die for humans. And because he was God, his death was valuable enough that it can pay for all of our sins. That no matter how bad of a sinner you are, and we might be worse than we even think, that the blood of Jesus Christ was enough to cleanse all those sins. And he offers you pardon. It's one thing to be offered a pardon, but it's another thing to receive that pardon. And so I need to ask you that question. You need to think about it. You know, have you recognized your sin? You know, and does that really concern you? Does that grieve you? And to realize that law keeping is never going to pay for your sins, There's no good you could do, even if you could do perfect things for the rest of your life. It can't undo the sin and the rebellion and everything that was in your heart and your actions before this. But the good news, Jesus came and already did what was necessary for your salvation. And he offers this to you. And the Bible says you receive the pardon by faith. It's not by rule-keeping. It's not by jumping through a bunch of hoops. It's by believing Jesus Christ, trusting him, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your Savior, your Lord, and relying upon him as the one that took your condemnation, your death, that took hell for you in your place when he died on the cross. And that's the love of God, that he was willing to do that. What do we do to deserve it? Nothing. Nothing at all. It's by grace. And grace means that it's completely a free gift from him, given by grace alone, but you receive it by faith alone, which just means trusting in him, relying upon him as you turn from your sin and turn from him to him as the one to save you from that sin. And just think of the beautiful promises in Scripture. Romans 8, 1 through 2, there's therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. No condemnation, because Jesus paid it all. Jesus took it all for you. That is good news. And that's why we come to church. That's why we worship God for who he is. And on the cross, we see him in his fullness, for his glory, his mercy, his justice, his holiness, all of this. And he saves us just as we are, but then he starts to work in us, and he does change our lives. And he starts to make you, at that moment of salvation, you're being made already into a new person, that God is making you more and more day by day into the man or woman that he has created you to be, to make you like Jesus Christ. And one last verse here. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you're not under the law, but under grace. And so we do want to live for him. We do live a changed life. With his help as he changes us from the inside out. Not to earn salvation, because we're not under the law, but we're under grace, and we want to live in response and in love to him for what he's already done for us. And that's why we get together every week. That's why we worship. That's why we contribute to this work. That's why so many people, not just this week, but in months ahead, did all these awesome decorations and all of this and spent so much time, because they want kids, and they want you to know this good news, that we're sinners, but Christ loves you so much. God loves you so much that Jesus came into this world to take your place so that you could have forgiveness, pardon, and new life in him. What a beautiful thing. That pardon is being held out to you, and I pray that God would work in your heart, draw you to him so that you accept it. Let me pray. Lord God, we thank you so much. We thank you so much for this week of VBS. We thank you for the message about Jesus, his perfect life and what he came to do, that he is the God-man, that he proved it on the cross with his miracles and by rising from the dead after dying in our place for our sins as a substitute. And we long for him when he comes again, Lord God. Lord, thank you that Jesus came to do what the law couldn't do. We could never be saved by rule-keeping, Lord. But Jesus kept the law perfectly. He kept the rules. And he was willing to die on the cross in our place, taking our sin and giving us the gift of his righteousness to be credited to our account, Lord. We stand in awe of this. There's nothing we did to deserve it. It's all you. You get the glory. Keep working in families, Lord. Keep working in all these families that are here, and the kids and the parents and grandparents and every member of the church family as well. Lord, you're not done with us. Keep being at work, and may you be glorified. We give you praise. Lord, I pray for anyone here that right now doesn't know that they have pardon, and maybe they want to run from you. They're running they're running away from the law, Lord God. And I pray that you would lasso them and grab a hold of their heart and draw them to you, and so that they would see how much you love them, and that even right now, in the quietness of their heart, they would call out to you and say, I recognize that I'm a sinner, Lord God, but I believe what the Bible says, and I believe this about Jesus Christ, and you love me so much, and I accept this pardon. Lord, I turn away from my sin. As best I can, I turn to you, Lord. I'm dropping my rebellion, and I'm clinging to you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, give me a new heart now. Save me. I receive this pardon. Lord, we praise you. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.